Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the No Bad Dogs podcast with me, Tom Davis, America's canine educator, the podcast where we love, live, and of course, work with dogs. You guys, it's been a while. I realize this podcast is going to go over so much stuff. I haven't done a podcast in a while just because I've been crazy busy. The reason why I created a podcast is for these things here, is where I can talk in long formats. You guys can conveniently listen to it. So I want to go over a lot of different stuff. The first thing is first of all, thank you guys for listening. I know a lot of you guys listen to my podcasts on a regular basis, which is awesome. I do apologize for not being consistent on this, but to be honest, there's just so much other stuff going on. And I do want your help, which is why I'm creating this podcast here, is I want your feedback. I find that a lot of my podcast listeners are, you know, diehard No Bad Dog peeps, and I want your feedback on some things, and it would be appreciated. And so anyway, let's get right into it. So I just launched a brand new remote collar with Dogtra. It's the Tom Davis No Bad Dogs 280C. As you guys know, I love Dogtra. I've been using Dogtra for a long time. I've used other brands. There's some other decent ones out there, but the reason why I use Dogtra is because of the simplicity of it. It's so simple. It's easy for me to transfer to my clients on that learning curve. You know, when dog owners get a remote collar, they're pretty overwhelmed anyway. And so having an e-collar like Dogtra just in general is an easy transfer. So I've been working with Dogtra now for a while on this project, and it was kind of just mentioned on a phone call with them. We were talking about, you know, we wanted the e-collar to be not so scary for some people. I think there's a lot of people who are a little bit intimidated or I guess overwhelmed or scared of the remote collar, and we wanted to make this e-collar approachable. We wanted to make this remote collar fun, because that's what remote collar training is it's fun. The dogs love it. And there's just nothing out on the market that really screams fun and really screams, hey, try this. It's not so scary. So that was our intentions behind this collar here. And I think that we did a really good job on it. Dogtra did great on their design. I told them I wanted lots of collars. I wanted the bungee. The boost was something that actually I was denied on. And then they said, like 3 months into the design, hey, we can do the boost, but it's going to take some extra time. So anyway, really excited about that. I'm just super excited about it. So if you guys haven't seen it, you can see it on my Instagram. It's got all sorts of different red and turquoise and orange and brown. it's got a lot going on. And of course, the box is all decked out with No Bad Dog stuff. And, you know, really, I created this for my community. I really did. I mean, to me, having my own e-collar is, it's cool. It's definitely cool. I'm very grateful for it. But I really did this to have, like, I don't have e-collars. I don't have the technology. I don't have any of that stuff. So it was just a no-brainer for Dogtra and I to team up on this. And this is really for you guys. I mean, this is a collar that's fun. It's a conversation starter. It's a showstopper. It's an attention getter. This gives you guys an opportunity to really just make fun with it. And that's what the e-collar is it's fun. Having the boosted feature on this remote collar is something is completely proprietary to Dogtra. They've never done it. And I really like the idea of having a boost function, which essentially, for those of you who don't know, which means if you're on a level 10, you can preset your boost to say 10 or 5 or whatever. And essentially, if you ask a dog to come and maybe they're stimulated or distracted by something else, and maybe your conditioning level out of 10 doesn't get their attention, you can immediately just use the boost, which will boost up to whatever you set it to. So plus 5, plus 10, and with a push of a button. So you don't have to worry about going up in numbers, which is really, really nice. So anyway, it's great. It has, you know, the QR code on it. It has all the, it's just great. It's just such a sick unit. I'm really excited about it. There's the design itself. They just smashed it out of the world, out of the park here. So anyway, I'm looking at it right now. It's beautiful. So thank you, Dogtra, for the opportunity. And thanks everybody who sold it out in like 2 hours. I don't know when you guys are going to be listening to this, but it is going to be back in stock very soon. So don't worry. You'll be able to get your hands on it. Not a problem at all. They're going to produce as many as we need to. So I really like it too, because it's got my dogs on the back. So that's something that will live forever, on this box, which is means a lot to me, you know, as my dogs are getting older and stuff. It's just really cool to have. So anyway, that's the first thing that's on my mind, because I have it in my hand. Just got married, just got back from Colorado. My now wife and I got married, out in Colorado, which was awesome. And it was really cool. So anyway, so that's a big thing. We just spent, about 2 weeks out in Colorado, and that was really cool. And now we're back and we're kind of getting back on the grind, which is why I wanted to do this podcast, because there's just so much going on. In other news, we also got a brand new Upstate Canine Academy facility. So the facility that you guys have maybe seen on my YouTube videos or anything else, that's in Clifton Park, New York. That's about a 4,000 square foot building that we did literally everything. And we did board and train in, we did daycare in, we did training in, personal training, consults, everything. So we outgrew that about 2 years ago, and we've been looking for a place ever since. And we now have that. And so our new facility is in Half Moon, which is about 10 minutes down the road from our other facility. And that's about 15,000 square foot. So it's a lot bigger. It enables us to spread our wings a little bit more and do more things and have more dogs and have more trainers and have more events, and really excited about that. So that's another thing. I mean, that's been, as you can imagine, those three things in general, getting married, doing a new brand new e-collar launch, and having a new facility, all in that is, it's been a lot. But anyway, that's why I'm on this podcast, to kind of go over all the things that I've been working on, to catch you guys up behind the scenes that I haven't had time to talk about anywhere else. And so, yeah, so we got a new facility, super stoked on that. Like I said, it's a lot bigger. We have a lot more offices. We have a lot more consult room. We have a lot more space to do off-leash stuff. We have a lot of space to do seminar stuff, which I'm really excited about, because here I am traveling and doing seminars all over, and I haven't been able to do one at my own facility just because we haven't had the room. So I'm excited about that. On that note, Mike Jones, from Primal Canine, he's one of my, friends / colleagues that I've, you know, been working with since I started, really. And we're doing a event with Mike actually in November. So the event is going to be a personal protection / bite workshop. It's a what he calls a building the bite workshop. And that is going to be November 13th and 14th from 11 to 6 at my facility. It's going to be 24 Corporate Drive in Half Moon. It's $450. Per handler and team, basically. So that's at my facility. Super stoked on that. I will leave the link in the description on this podcast. You guys can check it out, sign up. I think half of the spots are gone. I think he's only doing like 8 spots, I think. So he's got about 4 people in. So that's happening. If you guys are interested in coming to hang out, see the new facility, there's audit spots that are going to be available. I'm almost positive. So that's really exciting. I'm excited about that. It's something that I don't really get into, but I know Mike does, and I know a lot of people do, and it's just fun to hang out and watch and talk dogs and learn and, you know, have a good time. So that's coming up in November. Couple other things. I think the biggest news that out of all the things I'm going to announce on this podcast and talk to you guys about is the No Bad Dogs membership program. Now, if you don't know what that is, social media is a weird place. It's great, it's bad, it's terrible, it's lovely. People get a lot of great information, people get a lot of bad information. It is what it is. I think it's necessary to some extent, but what we wanted to do is I felt like I had more to give. So if you guys watch my YouTube videos, which is like my biggest platform, as far as like energy, I put all my energy into YouTube videos, creating, you know, my new videographer/editor, Abby, which is also something I haven't really talked about. She's been killing it. She graduated from school for doing what she's doing now for me full time. And she's been crushing it. So if you guys have watched my videos, basically, for the last 3 months, it's all been Abby. I mean, you guys have, I've seen it in the comments. You guys have been able to tell, you know, what a difference it's made in the production value and the storytelling, and she's been crushing it. But, essentially, when we go out, like for an example, that Montana video that we did with, Cooper, the Vorbal, it's a pretty popular video, got almost like 1 million views in a month or something like that. It was crazy. For YouTube, that's nuts for me. Anyway, big video, and, you know, Abby really killed it with that, but we put out like a 25 minute video or less, and we probably filmed for like 4 days. And so, I used to do all my own editing and filming, and, just with Taylor, she used to film and I would then edit and put it out. And obviously now going full time, with Abby in production, it's a little different, but anyway, so she probably filmed for 4 days. So she had four days of footage, and, you know, we put together a 20 minute video. And so, I was, approached and talked to, Matt Hubble from, Canine Performance / Hybrid Canine. And, you know, he's kind of saying like, hey, he's got this opportunity for me to create an online type of, just a better platform for my No Bad Dog Army to communicate, gather, and be around. And so anyway, we've been working hard on that. And so we created a platform where basically you guys have a subscription. It's $19.99 a month, $20 a month, less than $1 a day. And you have access to pretty much every video that we do on YouTube. You guys are going to have full access to the entire thing. So say we put out and for the majority of the videos we've been posting on the No Bad Dog platform, they've been about 90 minutes. You know, we're not going to give you everything because it would be boring for you to listen to us talk about the sky and the lighting and things like that. So you're getting what we call the uncut formula/ footage of every video that we do, because there's a lot of hidden gems in there. And when you're producing content for YouTube, YouTube's a platform that is, you know, it's something that I've been able to sharpen my teeth on and really grow, and produce information to millions of people every month, which has been fantastic. And, that's been pretty cool. But again, I just feel like all the information that we're not putting out, because the YouTube videos, even at 20 minutes, is a really long video for a YouTube video, in my opinion. There's just so much that you guys aren't getting, and it's not that it's not good. It's just, we can't fit it all. And so we literally created this program where Abby's now taking the uncut videos, if you will, and putting them on this platform, which I'll leave the link in the description below, of course. And there's a lot more to it than that. We've created what I immediately saw people when they come in. We have like over 500 people in there, and we just launched it a week and a half ago, and which is great. So thank you if you guys are involved into that already. And it's an immediate community. So you're not getting arguments. you're not getting spam, you're not getting people talking down to you and whatever, and you're not getting dislikes and things like that. You're getting a community, and I saw that immediately with what it is and what it's creating, and it's exciting because I know it's going to turn into something a lot more than what it is now. I'm really excited to watch this flourish and grow because I think it's going to get, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit as far as, you know, what I plan on doing in the next 3 to 5 years and things like that with my career, which we'll get into. But it's really cool because it's such a community. And immediately people were posting, hey, this is my dog. I'm so excited. I'm from Canada. I'm from Oregon. I'm from Germany, whatever. And people are like, hey, you know, that's great. I have a similar dog. And where'd you get your dog? And some people are even putting in there like, hey, you know, I had a setback the other day. Do you guys have any recommendations? Do you guys have any opportunities for me to get better? Like, it's just it's a community. This is what it is. And I think that that's what the No Bad Dog movement is it's a community. It's not just a saying. It's not just a slogan on a t-shirt. It's an actual community of dog owners and people, which is really cool. And so I'll be honest, I haven't had a lot of time to really dig my teeth into it until this week, which I'm going to do now. But I've been scrolling through and I've been seeing everybody's comments. And again, it's like it makes the ecosystem smaller. Like when you post on YouTube, it's billions and billions and billions of people. You know, on my YouTube videos, it's, you know, a couple hundred. I think we're at 411,000 subscribers or something like that. But my point is it's a smaller ecosystem. It's a safe place, if you will. It's a place to empower each other and help each other. And of course, I'm going to have a lot to do with that. And I'm going to put a lot more energy into that. So I'm kind of shifting gears a little bit. But so the No Bad Dog membership program is that. It's a $19.99 membership. And I want to be honest with you guys and transparent that a lot of people who either fly me out or come to work with me in person are spending literally thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Just what it is at this point in my career. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of, there's a lot. And so you guys are literally for $20 a month, you're getting probably $20,000+ worth of what other people had paid in a membership for $20 a month. And I think that that's really cool. And to be honest with you guys, there's other people out there. There's nobody like the No Bad Dog community, period. I don't care how big or whatever people are. There's nothing like the No Bad Dog community, and I can feel it's special, and I've been saying that since day one. And for $20 a month, I mean, we could have easily made this a $200 thing, easily, and gotten people to do it immediately. You know, it's such a good value, especially for dog owners, potential dog trainers. I mean, you guys are, that's the thing is like people pay college tuition to certain colleges about dog stuff that you guys are going to be seeing in some of these videos. And people do, they come from different colleges to shadow, to watch, and you guys are getting it on your phone or on your tablet or on your laptop. I'm not necessarily trying to sell it right now. I'm just letting you guys know that I don't know if it's going to stay $19.99 forever. We just wanted to over-deliver everything with minimal amount of effectiveness and or minimal amount of friction on my life. You know, we didn't want to charge a bunch of money, $90, $100 a month, because I think that that's a lot of money to a lot of people per month. And we wanted to just over-deliver on the $20. Like, you guys are getting so much. You're getting live Q&As. You're getting a community. You're getting free footage. And we're also starting to do audio stuff in there in the future, which is going to be exciting. So there's a lot that's going to go into it. I don't know, like I said, how long it's going to stay for that price. But if you guys are interested, I would go sign up. We have a lot of people that also just want to support me and support the No Bad Dog movement. You guys wouldn't believe how much money it costs to just do some of the stuff that we do on a, you know, travel or equipment or whatever. So if you guys want to support, like I do have a Patreon, but I haven't been on it in 2 years. No idea what's in there, who's on there. I'm putting no energy into that. But if you guys do want to support it, that would be another opportunity for you guys to go and support just a $20 membership to give support back to the community and help us keep chugging along. You know, even doing this podcast and stuff, like I don't really take sponsorships for it because it's not consistent. But anyway, so there's that. Super excited about that. In short, guys, we're uploading full-length videos, uncut videos to the platform, as well as building the community. You guys are going to get first impressions on everything. You know, the e-collar getting reintroduced, it'll go there first. The new merchandise, it'll go there first. You guys are going to get a first peek. And as we grow, there's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people in there, which is going to be great. So it's going to give just a more sense of community, more sense of everything. So I just wanted to say that that's probably the biggest thing that we've done in the last couple of years, which I'm very proud and excited about. So enough of that. So UK, moving on to the next thing. So the UK, we are coming to the UK the first weekend in October. All of the working spots are currently sold out, but there is still audit spots available. If you live in the UK, we're doing an event right outside of, I think about 40 minutes outside of London. And so I'm going to leave the description and everything below. But if you guys want to come hang out, I've been getting a lot of questions about what it's going to be about to audit. Audit is basically you guys coming to watch for as long as you want. You dip in, you dip out. Some people are coming Saturday and Sunday. Some people are just coming Saturday or Sunday. It's an opportunity for you guys to come and take notes. You're going to have an opportunity to ask questions, but it's not guaranteed. Just depends on how everything goes. But I'd love for you guys to come, take a picture, hang out, meet you guys, ask, answer your questions the best that we can. So that's what that's all about. We're going to do a workshop. We're going to be working with dogs of all the caliber, behavior modification, obedience, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we will be right outside of London, October, the first weekend in October. And I'll leave that link in the description below. I'd love to see you guys, meet you guys. It's something that you guys have been asking for a long time. So I'm very excited to have the opportunity to go over there and teach and learn and be a part of the growing No Bad Dog community and stretching into the UK. So there's all that. That's what we got going on. We've hit the ground running. I feel like when I built the house that I'm in right now in last year and moved in October on Halloween, we've just been hit the ground running. And I honestly haven't had time to just sit down and really, you know, decompress. And so lots of travel, lots of stuff, lots of things behind the scenes, a lot of hard work. My team, you know, my wife, my production, Abby, the doctor team, Matt from Hybrid Canine, Canine Performance, helping me out with the new project. Just a lot of stuff going on. And it's been pretty overwhelming. It's been very busy. It's been like, you know, we've been hitting the ground running. So anyway, I just wanted to chat about, you know, some things I have in the future, and I'd love your feedback on it. We also have a new program at the facility that I've been working on. It's for those of you who don't know, we used to do this out-of-state program, and this out-of-state program is essentially you guys coming in for five sessions and working with us for those five sessions, and privately, of course. And you would do two on Friday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday, and you go back home. We get a lot done. We did that program for over a year. It was very successful. People were really happy. But unfortunately, I was doing the same sessions over and over and over and over and over again. Before you guys leave, first of all, don't leave. But I do have questions at the end that I really would love your feedback on, because there's shifts going on in my life and in my career that I want to benefit my community and you guys. So make sure you listen to this until the end to give me some feedback, or not, whatever. But anyway, so the out-of-state program, we reconfigured. So basically right now what we're doing is we're doing almost a seminar twice a month at my facility with me. And the program right now is essentially, it's like a seminar. So you come in on Thursday, you do a session with me, a private session for an hour, and then everybody does that. We have a limit of four people, and everybody does that. So what they'll do is they'll come in for an hour, we'll do one session, we'll kind of meet each other, we'll figure out what we need to do, and then the second part of that day will be in a crate and rotate, which means you come in, you put your dog in a crate, and then we rotate the dogs every 15, 20 minutes, whatever the dog is suitable for, and we work the dog. Now, the benefit of this is two things. Is A, I'm not going to get burnout because I'm Because again, like what I was doing before is I was doing 20 hours, 20 sessions in a row of the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. And basically it just clicked for me. I said, you know what? If I just had everybody in the same room that's all working on the same thing, staying at the same hotel right down the road, this would make my life a lot easier. And that's what we did. I said, let's put everybody together so I don't have to keep repeating myself. I don't have to keep saying the same things. So now that's what we're doing with our new program is basically in the morning you come in for a private and in the afternoon we do a crate and rotate. And then on the last day we spend, I think, 9 to 12. Sometimes it goes 9 to 10, 9 to 11. But we work on a what I would call like a graduation type thing where you come in and we just go over everything and we really solidify and answer any questions and we really test everything out in a group atmosphere outside. Obviously, that's going to change as the weather changes, but you get the idea. So that's really something I'm excited about moving forward. If you guys are interested in that, you can just go to my website, americascanineeducator.com, work with me privately there. We're doing that once or twice a month, just depends. Like this month we're not because I just got back from Colorado and I'm leaving for the UK in like 2.5 weeks or something like that. So anywho, that's a lot. It's a lot going on. One thing I will say too is a lot of people have been asking me about the merchandise. So if anybody out there has any connections with any type of merchandise company, please let me know because I've been searching for basically the merchandise company I'm dealing with now takes 3 to 4 weeks to get me the merch. Way too long. We've been buying bulk. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of orders, many different designs, and we've been selling out. And when we put another order in, it takes another month to get to us. So DM me on Instagram if anybody has any connections on some really good quality merch companies because it's very hard to maintain any type of fluidity when we're dealing with a month shipping times. It's very frustrating. So anyway, if anybody has any connections on that, let me know. But all the merch, we did order in the first week in August, and now it's the first week of September, and maybe they'll ship this week. I'm not sure. They're supposed to, but just so you guys know, we put in the orders, and we just have to wait. So it's not like I'm like, yeah, maybe I should do more orders, or, you know, I know that you guys are frustrated, and I would be too. If you guys like, you know, the new merch designs that we did, they are pretty dope, and we've been working on getting new stuff, but it's very frustrating when it takes 4 weeks to get the stuff back in, because to be honest, we're going to get all of our t-shirts back in and now we're moving into fall. So anyway, just so you know, be patient with us on that. We can't just hire any merch company because we have specific things. You know, our merch has to be a certain quality and has to print right. And if anybody has any recommendations or anything out there, let me know. That would be awesome. So in other news, yeah. So let's just talk about a little bit about the direction and where my head's at with, the dog training stuff. I'm in a really good place mentally. I've been hitting, we're starting to record again and film for YouTube, this week, and we're going to post some more stuff. We kind of took a break just because of, you know, the whole wedding thing and getting ready for that. As you can imagine, it's a lot going on. So we're getting ready for that. I started posting on TikTok, and we're close to 900,000 followers on TikTok now, so that's pretty cool. So thank you for anybody that's been on there. We've been posting some stuff on there. We grew pretty freaking quick, if I do say so myself. That's pretty exciting. TikTok's an interesting platform. It exposes new people to new content, such as mine, so that's been fun. So we got a lot of different projects coming up, but I'm really starting to shift gears towards curating more content and potentially blogs and potentially podcasting for the No Bad Dogs members club. I'd like to, because the reality is, guys, is right now the way that my business is set up is to put out content, I need to have clients. Not that I don't have clients. It's just I need to be at my facility, and I do like to travel, and I'm just looking at the longevity of the brand. And so I think, you know, I do a lot of online stuff. I work with people every single day. I just got off the phone with somebody just now. FaceTiming them about their dog and answering questions. So that's something I'm able to travel and do. But the reality is I travel so much, both with work and leisure. And I love to do both, and I want to continue to do what I love. I've been working really hard for the last 14 years straight. But the sustainability is I don't want to have to be at my facility in order to give you guys, you know, the content you need. So I guess my questions is, would you guys be into more podcasting with me talking about things? Of course, we're still always going to be training dogs. That's never going to not happen. But right now, again, the way that it's set up is to put out content, I have to be home because the clients have to come to me. I can't travel. I guess I could, but anyway. So there's just a lot that goes into it. So I'm thinking about creating more content on the No Bad Dogs platform in the members club. Potential. I love writing, something I really enjoy. I love the creativity of being able to write things. So I'm thinking about the possibility of maybe writing different blogs, and not necessarily blogs, but articles. I guess it would be a blog, but they're articles. It's information. It's weekly updates of aggression, leash pressure, what leash, altitude, literally anything. I have just so much up in my head, and the way that my brand is set up right now is it's all video. Like I'm TikTok, you know, big on there now, and YouTube, almost we're going to be at 500,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is so ridiculously hard to do. Can't even tell you guys. Not many people get past 10,000, let alone 400,000. TikTok's a different beast. I literally went from zero to almost 1 million followers in like 2 weeks, which is crazy. So that kind of like is depressing to me, because it's like, you know, it was that easy to go that quick. It kind of, I don't know if I got lucky or just the platform itself is diluted with quality that anybody can have, you know, what they want on there. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it, but anyway, my point is there's a lot of video content, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, etc. And I think, and this is what I want from you guys, I want feedback, is I just feel like you guys want, you want that, but you're more interested in information. You're more interested in how to better your relationship with your dog, how to do things better, how to do things differently, how to get creative, how to get out of situations, how to, because that's my specialty, is creating better relationships with dog owners, and also helping people with severe behavior modification things. And I think a lot of the information that's in my head can help a lot of people, which it does. But at this point in my life, it's all done off of video platforms, and I'd like to be able to push that in other avenues. Because when I travel and I do my onlines, and I'm just talking to you guys like a friend, to be honest, like I'm just kind of bouncing information off of you. I want to know your feedback. I want to take this brand to the next level, but I'm just worried about the sustainability of having to have video content. I think doing podcasting can continue if this is something you guys like, but also creating maybe like a weekly, a blog, I guess, or a forum or a written article on subjects, and you guys can consume that as well as, you know, the video stuff and the lives and the Q&As and the community and things like that. So I just want to know, because that would be more sustainable for me, is kind of having a mixture of everything, where right now, again, everything is very video oriented. So I just wanted to diversify my brand, my community, and make sure that you guys are following along, and it's valuable, because you guys are what pays the bills. You guys are, I mean, I'm not naive to think that I can just not do anything and retire off of nothing. I want to continue to grow. I want to continue to build with you guys, but I just, looking in the next 3 to 5 years, I'd like the opportunity to be able to travel a lot more instead of be planted. You know, I've worked really, really hard to get to where I'm at. So anyway, so I'm always going to produce video content. I'm always going to be training dogs. I'm always going to be working with dogs, but I want to diversify the content. So I'd like your feedback. If you guys want to DM me on Instagram, or anywhere else, let me know. Like I want to know if you guys want to join the No Bad Dog platform. That's the best way to get directly in touch with me, because it goes right to my phone. I'd love to know your feedback on what you guys would like, what you guys would think would bring you value in the future. Because I can just see myself recording and doing some sessions and putting that out every week, and then also doing a weekly post on the No Bad Dogs platform, and maybe a podcast a week, and just continuing to create content for you guys and helping you guys out at home to sustainably continue. So that's where I'm at. You know, we went so hard. Sometimes we were doing 3 or 4 videos a week, which is crazy. And so I just want to, you know, that's not going to be able to be sustainable forever. Unless I just want to sit in upstate New York and do that, which I don't. I want to travel and do other things. And so I think the No Bad Dogs platform and the members club is definitely going to be where I'm putting a lot of my intentions and my energy and my content in. But I'd like to see you guys over there and talk about it and grow together. And that way we can continue to grow. So anyway, there's all of that. I mean, geez, that's a lot of information. It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of updates. It's a lot of announcements. It's a lot of stuff. It's like coming down off of, you know, a lot. It's like, wow, okay, we did all of that. Now where do we go? Where do we continue to build? So we're going to continue to grow and help dogs and, of course, put content out for you guys. But I just want to thank you guys for listening. I know a lot of you tell me all about the podcast has helped you. To be honest, I don't, it's interesting. I don't know, what's going on with the podcast and, who listens and how much it gets listened to. But anyway, let me know what's going on. I want your feedback on this. If you guys, join the platform, let me know or DM me or whatever you guys want to do, but I'm going to leave all the links below. Check them out. I appreciate the support. I appreciate your loyalty. I appreciate you guys listening. Thank you so much for listening to me banter and talk about all the things that we just did in the last 4 months. Thank you. And, I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.